cause us to need to strike a balance somewhere. And, you know, to the best of our ability, that's what we need to do. And I know that, you know, there are times when people say, you know, with respect to how blind people deal with things, you know, why can't you do it like the, you know, Kiwanis or the something else? And, you know, and my approach to that kind of thing is that most of the time, people who are involved in those kinds of organizations, those kinds of situations, are people who feel successful. They're people who feel like they are part of society, and what they want to do is give back in some way or another. And that's why they do what they do, and it's a good thing. Most of the time with blind folks, you know, we have a 70% unemployment rate. That isn't going to make people happy. People are struggling to try to define their role in the world if they have one, and to try to make it be a good one. And so a lot of times that really does make a person upset in general. Mm-hmm. And that will come out in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think we need to try to do is to help this agency be a place where people can come and make that turnaround in life from a person who is in effect feeling enslaved by the I can'ts of the world or whatever, and help that person feel empowered and you know, really be a part of the mainstream and feel then like giving back. It's a long process sometimes, and it can be a hard road. And people who begin to feel power, to be able to feel that empowerment, when you first feel it, sometimes you use it in ways that turn out to be really, really potentially destructive. And what I'm hoping is that the people who did that and saw what happened will say, oh yeah, you know, power is a good thing, and I did go use that power, and I did have it and all of that. Now what I need to do is figure out how I can use it so that it'll do a good thing. And I think that's, you know, that's part of our job, and I hope we did that in going out and decisively, unanimously killing that thing. Yeah, we didn't do that by just kind of reacting.
Hopefully it's not going to be a biannual event.
Yeah, we did it by saying, okay, this is not real, but this is what is real, and so let's go with that and use the opportunity. And I really hope that's the message that people will get from that whole thing. Now, we kind of skipped over the past written focus reports. We did get the one on transition. So now I think we are, I don't think we have the one on the VR and independent living. And is there another one that we
technology?
Have technology.
Is the other
yeah,
one.
That was the other one.
I don't know. I mean, as far as the technology one thing, I did talk to Jonathan and said if you have something that you know you really could put together quickly that would capture what you presented, let's have that. But I didn't want him to, stop NIST, stop serving clients, and go sit in an office to write this report that he had presented in the past to y'all. So I did not say it was a huge priority. I think from here out, when we request someone to do a report, we will, at the time we book them, say that we need to have it in writing as well.
Yeah, and I think that both of those items will come around again.
Yes.
I mean, those things are changeable enough.
Sure.
That what I would think we could do at this point, rather than have something hanging over our heads forever in that regard, is perhaps what we ought to do is say that we have the past ones that are gettable, and that as we continue to have our focuses, we'll do that. And if we have those two things again relatively soon, then we will, in effect, do both things.
Yeah.
Without causing anybody to have to go back and recreate something.
I think that would be excellent.
Does that
especially with a new member coming on board, that, you know, it's going to be important to have this as our database so that new people can be brought up to speed faster than I think is, you know, for Michelle. And Michelle, I think it was, she was working on her handicap because we didn't have any of this stuff available, and we didn't have anything to hand her. And then, so here's our last 8 meetings, you know, listen to them.
But as far as the information that had been presented, she was pretty knowledgeable. She'd been on the rehab council, and so she really was quite knowledgeable.
Yeah, it was a totally new subject.
So does that meet with everybody's...
I think so.
I don't know if we need a vote. We have consensus. So I think we'll go with consensus.
Pearl, was there anything on that, you know, I guess the one thing, and you mentioned, you know, it caught my eye when the people wrote the concerns is, you know, the $53,000 missing from the bending program, and you said in your response, the first time I heard about it.
Right.
You ever figure out what that they're talking about?
Nope. That was the only thing in the entire document that I couldn't at least identify a thread of where that came from.
Well, in the annual report, there was an amount of, you know, 53,000 something.
You know, and I thought... That amount seems familiar somehow, and I looked into a number of, you know, how could it possibly have been turned into being, unaccounted for, you know, because I kind of took that thought. Maybe that amount showed up someplace and got twisted around as some of the other information did, but honestly, nothing that really, beyond pure coincidence of an amount. I mean, 53,000, 50 to 55,000 is about what we spend each year out of set aside, but those are reported every year. I mean, quarterly. I mean, and that amount, close to that amount, has shown up in different match reports or the report to the governor and different things, but you know, anything that in any kind of halfway logical way could be tied to it being unaccounted for, I honestly never could find anything. You know, all the others I could at least figure out came from some conversation.
But, so obviously there's been no more feedback from the members about...
No.
So my thought is, too, you know, that I think, you know, vending was like one of the first subjects that we... business enterprise that we looked at, and that's probably in the next one or two probably would be good to start the process over again and have them come in. And
that'd be good. Another idea was the client assistance program is one that we haven't had come talk to you.
Yeah, that's why I said the next one or two. So once we get past that one.
Yeah, and if we can be at that point right now in the agenda, we can unless somebody else has anything else on 611 or the issues and concerns, we can move right along to the focus topic for the next meeting. And you know, you have the correspondence about having Vicki Rasmussen come and talk about client assistance project, and I think that would be a good thing for us to do, particularly since we talked in the last meeting about informed choice, and I think it is a good thing for us to be familiar with her and what she does, and with her to be familiar with us, and I think that would be, and we need to make sure that she knows that we need a written report.
I've already discussed that with her.
Okay.
And maybe then even just for future notice, so put them, you know, then have business enterprise after that. Just so they have plenty of notice.
Since we did talk about that in that last meeting as one of the things that we were considering doing next, I think that makes sense, and that way we could...
Yeah, be a couple ahead and give everybody some, plenty of time to know what's coming up and know what they need to prepare for.
So you'd like to have CAP at the next meeting and Business Enterprise the one after that? Okay.
Yeah, I was glad to see the new things happening as far as not only tightening up the training, but having specific kinds of things being expected of people who become vendors. You know, I think we do need to do that. I'm glad to see that in the reports that are happening. Okay, now we, I didn't specifically say public, it's time for comment. We've had public comment all along, but I also don't want to neglect that if there is any more comment from the public.
Is it anyone left out there, or did they all leave the room?
Carlos, Fritz, and Brad.
Yes, we do. We wear them out, then we open it up.
That's right. Oh, goodness.
Well, I think everybody was
hearing
anyway,
no further comment from the public. We'll go on to the location, date, and time of the next meeting.
I want to mention one thing, though, before
it's
we go on to
yet,
that.
It's not here yet, Carlos, but you're not on the list.
This was with regard to approving Pearl's leave request. Is it necessary for us to do that? For the 40 years that I was with the Attorney General's office, I never asked anybody. I told the office manager, they put me down for 4 hours and they just mark it down and so forth. Can't they do that too? Because
I don't know. We were told by somebody that
because
they
Pearl earned
record.
That. That's her vacation. That's her private property, and that's nobody can touch that. I know they keep trying to make them exhaust their vacation and so forth before they get workers' compensation, but that doesn't work. So it seems as though the office manager, all she'd have to do is walk down the hall and say, I'm going to take 4 hours off tomorrow and take off my vacation leave time. I don't think we have to do it here. I mean, it's okay that we do, but it seems like it's unnecessary.
I don't know. Somewhere we didn't just do it out of, just in a vacuum or out of thin air.
Well, who would we check with?
Bill, who has been here all morning, would know off the top of his head, I believe, but he isn't here right now. and I believe it was to try to be consistent with personnel regulations and such, but actually, I'm not under, the personnel system any longer. I'm hired and fired by you all.
And you know how much time you have coming.
I sure do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know why you just couldn't, give us notice that you're going send us postcards from whatever beach you're laying on where you're at.
That's right.
Well, there was a reason that we did it. I don't remember it now.
Well, sometimes you can become slaved to things and
I know, and I don't want us doing that.
I think it'd be just so easy for it just to walk down and say, Bill, I'm going on vacation next 2 weeks from now, and mark me down. And that's all that's required, because you have to send a message over to Barb, and all she does is, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. As long as the business officer or whatever knows, just keep a track of the days, so if you get 20 days, you don't take 30 or...
Right.
Or whatever.
I just need to let them know that.
Yeah. And just, let us know just as a notice purpose, but, we don't.
Okay. Well, I think that'd be great.
Let's just.
I don't have a problem with that. I just don't want us to do something, make a decision that puts us out of compliance with something that we're really supposed to be doing.
I really don't think
I don't remember why we did that.
Yeah. Everybody.
I wouldn't want to give anybody any room to complain that, we weren't being mindful of what's going on in the agency. Like, we're giving her free rein to do whatever she wants,
But that, with your vacation, now with the sick absence thing, that's a little bit different, but with your vacation, that's something that you earn, and it's
your vacation
part of yours. That's yours, period. And And they have rules, you know, you can't, if you run out of vacation, you can something, but you can go over a little bit under certain circumstances, that's that and other thing. But as to when you take your vacation, I think the state's pretty good about that, as long as you're not doing anything to disrupt the activities of the agency or something, that there's no complaints on.
Mm-hmm. One more thing for new business, I'll won't go into the details and how it happened or why it's happening, but that's...
I'm sorry.
Well, we need to finish.
Could you, 1 second before, I just was going to say, I could call Bill right now, or I can tell you that I will check with him to make sure there isn't some little technicality
fine.
That we're forgetting. But I think that there is not, that it seemed like a good practice, because that's the way all the other personnel stuff happens. But I can let you know, as soon as he'll be back through the afternoon, too, and then you'll all know for sure.
And if it's something as simple as we need a paper trail to know that the commission knows or whatever, we do want to do that so that, like mm-hmm. Dorothy said, if there is anybody who's saying, hey, you know, you guys aren't paying attention and all of that, mm-hmm. we don't want that. It doesn't hurt us any.
Right.
I really don't think anything like that would happen. As long as Bill keeps
track the ledger
there and just marks it down, you know.
In my opinion, she's just telling us, but in a polite way. I'm taking this time off.
Yeah.
You know, making us think it's our idea to give it.
If Barb shoots her back, says, I don't think that's appropriate. For that. what's all this talk of vacation? Uh-huh. We got work to do.
Thank you. I'll let you know what he says either way.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now, Bob, you were...
Yeah, just with the part of new business, because the next thing we were going to set the time and then adjourn, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, and I don't know if you're familiar with motion picture access, the movie theaters where they have description and closed captioning for the deaf, that myself, I guess I kind of spearheaded it, but the good news is it's going to happen in Omaha at the AMC Theater. It's going to be, it looks like now, mid to late April, it's going to be installed there at the AMC, so, you know, I know that's not, it's not the closest for Lincoln, but it's, you know, the next, before Omaha, the next closest was St. Paul, Minnesota, so at least if there's some movie that more and more movies are coming out in this format, so if there was a movie, especially an action thriller that we're dying to see, and you know it's going to be available in Omaha real soon. So that's a neat thing, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the cultural options for the blind and deaf. And mm-hmm. so I'm real excited that it's coming.
I'm glad you brought that up. I read the article in the paper. That was really a good thing.
Yeah, thank you for passing that along.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, a person, it just takes somebody to step up to the plate and make it happen, and it's mm-hmm. and it's the reaction's been so favorable that the raising the money is just, as I don't have it all yet, but it looks like it's all going to be there. And
you know, that would be a good thing to have on the as moving forward and being sent to the mail list. So do you think you could put together a few paragraphs to summarize?
Absolutely, and especially you know, when it opens, we're going to have you know as much publicity as possible,
okay,
and so that I can provide some information. Sure, there's probably something to put on the link on the website too. You know, to the MoPix because there's a link that shows and that's yet to be seen yet how I mean obviously you can go to the website to be hopefully we can get in the newspaper an asterisk by the movies that are going to be
Dorothy,
I was getting back off track now. I wanted the email address of the senators.
First initial
last name at UNICAM.
Okay, U N I
C A M. It's the first part of unicameral.
Oh, okay. Okay.
.state.
.state.
S T A T E. .NE for Nebraska. .us for United States. Okay, so Bob, were you going to, you know, to write up a short summary thing and send it out so that we can then?
Yeah, I can. What? We'll just email it and put, everybody can put it wherever. Okay, and then like I said, once once this actually opens for business, then you know it's gonna. I want to have as much media as possible so that. But it's gonna be neat. So it'll be a good thing.
Okay, are we ready for the location, date, and time of the next meeting?
Sure.
We're going to go out west, aren't we?
Well, we were in Omaha in November.
I mean, like in the summertime, we'll try to go west. So.
Do we want to be concerned about budgetary issues? How much does it cost to take our show on the road, Pearl?
Oh, gosh, it's been a while since I looked at that.
It seemed like we did it for the rehab council. It was...
There's a lot more people on the rehab council.
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever done a... Or I don't know if I've ever heard the exact
amount. The lodging is $55 a night.
Yeah.
And meals are $30 a day. And then transportation costs.
And then the per diem.
Mm-hmm. And per diem they would have either way.
Right.
Yeah.
$70 a day. We did look at those specifics, especially back when we were, you know, trying to give information about the rehab council and the commission board. And I want to, I can't say off the top of my head, I'm just kind of blanking out, but those basic costs are what, that's the basics.
Well, I remember probably a year ago I brought up that issue, but Barb was very animate about going out west, and that's why.
Did you say there was some VIPS thing in May, in Kearney? Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's see, what are the exact dates of that? May 15th, that's when it was.
Yeah.
What day is that? I think the 12th is like Mother's Day.
Actually, the 13th, the conference is the 12th through the 15th. That's Monday through Thursday. And the 15th is the day, that's the Wednesday, the day that I'm scheduled to do a public forum and that we hope that at least some commissioners will participate. But that's the middle of the week. That's Wednesday, I guess I said that.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the one hand, if we did it that Saturday after that, then Barbara and whoever, you know, of you guys have introduced the commission and then say, hey, you know, there's going to be a commission meeting this next Saturday.
True.
Would be one thought.
Right, wherever the meeting is held.
Yeah, so it wouldn't.
We could announce, that's a really good idea.
Is Grand Island considered out west? Because I don't think it's quite as far.
Lincoln's considered out west by me, but.
Oh, boy. Oh,
the rest of the west of Lincoln is kind of
just like when I was
greater
back in
Wyoming.
Back in Delaware, they said, where are you from? And I said, well, I was raised in Wyoming, but I went back east to Nebraska.
Back east to Nebraska.
That's like when they call Ohio the Midwest.
Ohio. I like to look at their map.
Well, you know,
so far, Omaha or Lincoln have not drawn any more
part
or
of
less.
Really likes the idea of letting, you know, North Platte know how much we appreciated it.
The one year we did it in Kearney, we didn't draw anybody either.
But we did that in the, you know, the later part of the summer. You know, we did that in August.
Yeah, the North Platte. Was.
Yeah, we went there. You know, we could.
Is there any the VIPS? I mean, where most of the VIPS people are, or is there any?
Well, most Nebraskans are in this part of the state.
So there's no.
They're all over.
It's just like the population flows. There's more maybe in Omaha, but they're spread out all over. So there's no.
How about Sauster City? Go north.
I spent a week in Sauster City one afternoon.
Looks like the food's coming in.
Okay.
Fritz, we need some money from you. The other way would have been, but still. But so we're not talking even those kinds of costs.
Yeah.
And so I think that if you folks are willing to make the
the, take the time and so forth to do that, I think that would be fine.
Okay, so do we want to, though, do that in May, or do we want to do that again in, you know, like in August? Or
I would almost be willing to do a weekday to, since the VIPS is such,
August, that deferring the next meeting too far down the road.
No, I meant as we're planning, you know, if we have a meeting in May, if we have one in August, which one do we want to go out for?
And I don't care, but if we got 200 VIPS people, and the older community is, you know, a community that we need to, you know, get lobbying more the legislature for funding, and just to, I don't know, if we thought it would be of any help, of course, maybe just Barbara and going out there and telling them things would be enough, but just a thought, since it's in May, about the time we're looking at, and they're in Kearney, that if there was any way to fit in a commissioner's meeting and part of the VIPS thing.
You know, this one's been about 4 hours, and it may, you know, feel like a cut into their agenda more than anything else if we tried to...
Yeah, that's true, too.
Tried to do that.
So maybe we just tell them about us. And
my only concern is, like, to go out to Kearney, it's a 7 or 8 hour trip for us from South Sioux. And that's like a whole full day. And then spend a day in a meeting, and then a day to return.
For somebody who is, if we have somebody on the board from that part of the state, that person does that almost all the time.
Yeah.
It's one of those issues with having a rural.
Well, I think one time a year, if we go west, it's something that.
Well, the thing I'm thinking of, like, if I take a vacation day from my work on Friday, have a meeting on Saturday, and then come back on Sunday, I'm always willing to do that.
Okay.
But that's the only thing about during the week.
Yes, and that's a point well taken, right, too. And you know, thank you for.
So how about that, what is that, middle, the 18th of May in Kearney?
17th would be the Saturday.
You know, my concern about
lots of graduations in May.
That, yeah, I wonder if we'll... I don't know. I mean, because last time we went out to Kearney, it was that kind of a weekend, and we got absolutely nobody.
That's right.
Absolutely nobody. And so, I'm not...
And that was May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maybe.
I mean, I feel real good about going to North Platte again. That was... And I wouldn't feel bad about going to Kearney again if we did it at a different time, but if we do it, I mean, once is an accident, twice is a habit sort of thing, I wonder if we would be picking yet again a wrong weekend.
Did North Platte have a big turnout because the North Platte office made a concerted effort to get people out?
Sure, I'm sure that was part of it.
So is there the same, is there people in Kearney that could...
Are you in Scott's Bluff, or...?
Ooh, don't say that.
Oh.
There is an office, and to some extent that would happen, but it kind of goes back to the concept of, if we aren't even going out of our way to mail or to inform people, and we're saying people need to find out about it, the meetings to some extent. For us to round up a crew, there's some problems with that. I mean, I don't want it to become the expectation that staff generates who's there.
No.
Well, I think if there's no interest in the public to come into the meetings, then there's no reason to ever have them outside Omaha and Lincoln. I mean, I think if outstate or any place, I mean, you know, for by people coming, we wouldn't have them in Omaha or Lincoln either, but we would have them nowhere. We'd just have a telephone conference, but we obviously can't do that.
Right.
But I don't think there's, if there's no broad interest, then we ought to do what's best for the commissioners in our time and thing. And
sure. Of course, in the hope that we have representation throughout the state at some point, if we have a commissioner who is from that part of the state, we also need to be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think once a year is, you know, is a reasonable.
What if we went to May 24th?
Is that this Memorial Day weekend then?
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that. I bet you're right.
Well, actually, of course, Carney, UK, but they have their graduation by that time. It'd be up to the high school.
Well, it was May 19th last year, and we did find out that college was graduating, the high schools. There were quite a few just right in Kearney that weekend, and there was some other thing, too. But anyway, I mean, you could do the Kearney or North Platte in August. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily like to go back to North Platte. I'd like to go to some other town. But. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying staff wouldn't, you know, talk to people and generate the interest, but I don't want to have that become an expectation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might be, you know, something to pose to the VIPS folks at their thing in May. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, we're going to come out. Where do you want us? Where do you want us to be? And then if they don't come, well then you know they had every opportunity. They could be part of the. And then so if we had it that weekend after their meeting, then we would have their full thoughts as to you know where and when.
Of course.
And we could. You know, just make that ratify that at our next meeting.
Well, being more devil's advocate than anything else, I would think that there would possibly be some people who would say, okay, you know, I've been at meetings all week. I'm not going to in the same week. I'm not going True. To then go to yet another meeting.
No, I don't think they go to that meeting. I say for the next meeting that we'd have the next meeting in Omaha, Lincoln.
Okay.
And. And then, since you were going out there and Pearl was going out there, we talked to them about the commission, tell them about it, say, our next meeting is going to be outstate someplace. Where would you people you know, like it? And probably everybody will say that the town closest to them and we get no consensus. you know, maybe give them the choices of Kearney, Grand Island, North Platte. And maybe get, you know, the biggest show of hands, I guess. And so that's what we'll have it next, at the August meeting. And tell them the date. And then we could have the meeting that May, what was it, 14th or?
17th.
Have it in Omaha, Lincoln. And then the August one would be the place and the time that the VIPS people mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a workable deal, and
yeah, that sounds.
Okay, so do we want to do Omaha or Lincoln next time on the 17th?
Well, the one good thing about if it's in Omaha, we don't have to worry about the weather.
Huh?
People coming down from, you know, traveling.
Oh, in May.
In May, that figures not to be snowing.
And that wouldn't be true here in Lincoln?
No, it just seems like when we've had meetings in Omaha before, you know, people coming from Lincoln, seems like we've had bad weather in the past.
Oh, yeah, because we've done it in November a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Well, do we want to try Omaha in May?
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
Omaha, May 17th.
And what time?
What, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Does that work for you, Dorothy?
Maybe next year we can go to Norfolk or someplace up there a little.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Save you a little travel.
As a matter of fact, that could be when you're doing the VIPS people, that they might like that. Norfolk. Forget about Norfolk.
South Sioux.
Well, at least Norfolk, there's a circumference around which, you know, folks might come from.
And there's an office there. And it is, I don't think we've ever had, we had the advisory council in Valentine, but I don't think there's ever had been one in recent times in Norfolk.
No, they had the, yeah, they had the advisory here. Oh, golly, it's been several years. Had Norfolk. Anything in Norfolk, yeah.
That was a good sandwich, Barbara. You were.
That was good.
The tuna fish was very good. Right on.
Okay, so is there any other business? Once, going twice. We're adjourned until 1 o'clock, which means
15 minutes.
15 minutes.